Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
6 in 10 Americans say a recurring smell in the home has caused an argument or an awkward conversation. According to a new survey of 2,000 Americans who live with a partner, a roommate, or a family member, 58% said that they have had arguments over recurring smells in shared spaces, with culprits ranging from trash to post-gym stink and pet odors.
Oh, man, I've got the trifecta going on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Beth has had a talk with you about those things?
She mentions the smell of the gym clothes to me. I mention the smell of the dog to her. And we both are like, why does this trash smell like it does?
Have you thought about getting, like, the fragrance-emitting trash bags?
Yeah. That mask, it doesn't do a bad job of masking it.
Yeah, yes,
it helps
does.
For a little bit.
Chemical fragrance is not exactly the best thing for you.
I'm going to tell you what the worst smell is of all time. And anyone with teenage boys knows this, or if you have an athlete in your home, and I'm certainly not saying we are athletes, but wet socks that you forget to leave in golf shoes that then you leave in your trunk. There is no other smell like it. You get in your car the next day or over the weekend, and especially in warm weather, it's like, oh my gosh.
All the bacteria is growing.
Oh, it's terrible. So do you know what we got? And it's my friend Patty taught me this trick, and you guys can all use this trick.
Okay, let me guess.
Yes.
Remove the socks from your shoes when you get home and don't leave them in the trunk.
Yeah. Huh. No, this is way easier. Buy one of those baby powder spray odorators shoe sprays, and then when you're done fishing, footballing, golfing, whatever, I take my shoes off, spray left shoe, spray sock. Spray right shoe, spray sock. Put my flip-flops on, then put it in the trunk. It does knock it down.
Why are you responsible enough to remember to spray it, but not responsible enough to take the socks
off? Because we have shoe bags in our trunk, and so the shoes go in the shoe bags, and then sometimes I get home and I forget. And so
why don't you put the shoe bags in the car?
Because then when I forget, it would be even worse. At least the trunk, you got a barrier there.
I mean, I think we could figure this out easier instead of going through all these steps.
No, I like the foot spray.
In order to leave the shoes in the car longer, why not just
remember
to take the
shoes
out?
Your shoes will last longer if they smell less. And I'm telling you, any mom that is listening with a teenage boy, get yourself some of that spray. I keep one in my car. I keep one in my locker. And I keep one in my house.
Yeah, foot powder. Yeah.
It's glorious.
No. Why don't you just remember when you get home from golfing, I have shoes and socks in the back?
It's just easier to buy the spray, Scott.
Well, then you got to remember to go buy the spray.
The spray lasts like a year. I'm not like...
No, I had to make the change where after my workouts, I now have to hang up my sweaty clothing to dry before putting it
in
the hamper. Because otherwise it would make all of the clothes smell like my workout.
Why don't you just throw the clothes in the washer and start a load of laundry?
Because unlike you, I appreciate the water that we have and I want it to stick around longer.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, are you a water saver?
I don't do laundry every single day, nor do I shower 843 times a day.
I shower 2 to 3 times a day. And they're short. I've already showered twice today.
More of a rinse off.
The one I take right before I come into work is that's right, Dana. It's a rinse off. That is correct. And I'll have you know, and I know that you think it's weird that I do a load of laundry every day.
Very weird.
But I wear 2 different outfits before I even get to work.
Oh my God.
I mean, how do you even know? I mean, they're all just the same gym shorts and hoodies. I mean,
well, because he puts them directly into the washer, Dan.
So tonight, like today, I'm wearing my black short. I bought like 3
one
different.
Of 9 pairs of your black Adidas track shorts.
These are Under Armour, but yeah. And then today I went with the orange Nike hoodie.
Adidas.
A little splash of color.
What did I say? Nike. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Adidas.
It's a splash of color.
Yeah, thanks. And so tonight when I go to bed, I'll throw the hoodie in the washer, the shorts in the washer, and I'll put on my night shorts.
Which are also black athletic shorts.
All the shorts that I own are black.
You're like Steve Jobs. You know, you only have 1 outfit, but 12 of them in the car.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yep.
That is correct. And then T, she has to wear like, she works at an insurance company in Leavenworth, and she has to wear company branded shirts.
So when merch.
And she's got like 30 different shirts from this one company. And so she'll throw hers in. So there's literally 4 different outfits in the washer. And Sam, before you go getting up all in my grill about wasting water, I always set it on the 15-minute wash. So it only washes for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I'll wait for the apology.
Casey Water already charges me $120 a month for wastewater, so I'd like to keep my actual wastewater to a minimum so they don't charge me more. It's insane.
Huh? You're the one who chose to live in Kansas City, Missouri.
Thanks, Casey Water.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. That guy over there is Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.